Dr. Schneider dictating a pre-imposed bronchodilator spirometry on John Rowland, R-O-W-L-A-N-D. This goes to Dr. Rivell, R-I-V-E-L-L. On 9/28/23, Mr. Rowland performed pre-imposed bronchodilator spirometry period prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators. The forced vital capacity was minimally impaired, and there was a moderate degree of airways obstruction period. There was minimal improvement after bronchodilators period. The air velocity index was less than 1 period. The ratio of FEF 25-75 over FVC was less than 0.8 period. Compared to a prior study dated 2/16/23, there's been no significant change period. New paragraph impression. Moderate chronic obstructive pulmonary disease with a bronchospastic component showing no significant change. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on D-E-E Rowland, R-O-W-L-A-N-D. This goes to Dr. Cummings. On 9/28/23, Mrs. Rowling performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators. The forced vital capacity was moderately impaired and there's a severe degree of airways obstruction period. The air velocity index was less than 1. The ratio of FEF 25-75 over FVC was less than 0.8 period. There was no significant change after bronchodilators. Compared to a prior study dated 9/20/22, there's been no significant change period. New paragraph impression. Moderate restriction and obstructive lung disease without a bronchospastic component showing no significant progression period. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Jamie Lamond, L-A-M-O-N-D-S. This goes to Dr. Girard. On 9/28/23, Ms. Dr. Lamond's performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators. The forced vital capacity was minimally impaired. Without significant airways obstruction period, although the air velocity index was less than 1, comma, the ratio of FEF 25-75 over FVC was greater than 0.8 period. There was no significant change after bronchodilators. Compared to a prior study dated 7/26/23, there's been no significant change. Period, new paragraph compression. Minimal restriction without airways obstruction, without bronchoreactivity, showing no significant change. Next, 6-minute walk test on Stephen, S-T-E-P-H-E-N, Kunkel, K-U-N-K-E-L. This goes to Dr. Christos Vaughn. On 9/28/23, Mr. Kunkel performed the 6-minute walk test period prior to ambulating and room air saturation was 97% period. Patient walked 338 meters in 6 minutes, and the saturation at the end of the study was 96% period. New paragraph compression, moderate exercise intolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia. Next, pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on Karen Dixon. This goes to Dr. Eisenhower. On 9/28/23, Mrs. Dixon performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal. There was no airways obstruction and no bronchoreactivity noted, period. Compared to a prior study dated 7/13/20, there's been no change, period. New paragraph impression, normal study. Thank you.